I know the Lord will find a way for me. I know the Lord will find a way for me. If I walk in heaven's light, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will find a way for me.
Hi, this is Jim Lanning. This week on the South Main Church of Christ podcast, I sit down with Charles Savage, one of our guest preachers based at Norwood Park in Zanesville, to talk about Psalms 23, being brave in the world as Christians. Charles, nice to have you here.
It's good to be here again. And I want to take a look at the 23rd Psalm as not something that we not just say for certain events in our lives, but to take a look at the idea as what it meant to King David, not only as a musician, but also as a shepherd boy, as a king. And so we want to take a look at that personality within this particular psalm today.
My conversation with Charles is coming up in a moment. First, let's catch up with this week's Christian news with Jared.
President Biden has announced the commutation of all but three men on federal death row. That includes one Ohio man convicted of killing a Columbus police officer in 2005. That means 37 people previously on death row will now face life in prison without the possibility of parole. But President Biden did not change the sentences of men convicted in the Boston Marathon bombing or shootings at the Tree of Life Synagogue or Emmanuel AME Church. Thousands of Christians took to the streets in Damascus, the capital of Syria, Tuesday to protest after hooded men burned down a large Christmas tree in a Christian-majority town in that nation on Monday. The vandalism heightens concerns about what conditions could be like for Christians under the group called Hayat Tahrir al-Sham. Those are the Israeli rebels which toppled Syrian President Bashar Assad. Britain's King Charles III has expressed favor for a campaign meant to solidify support for 100,000 British Christians to take part in pop-up carol singing. King Charles sent a letter to organizers expressing the warmest good wishes and applauded efforts to bring denominations together to share in faith during this season. There is a published list of six family-friendly movies to watch during the holiday break. The Forge is a movie about a troubled young man just out of high school who is challenged by his single mom and a successful businesswoman to start charting a better course for his life. A link to the full list is in the show notes for this podcast. Those are the week's stories as found this week on ChristianPost.com. From South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio, I'm Jared Allen with the Christian News for the week of December 22nd, 2024.
We have heard the joyful sound, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land, find the sea and cross the way. Onward is our Lord's command. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Now, here's Tyler with this week's inspirational thought.
But you, beloved, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Jude chapter 1, verse 20. Through 21. I'm Tyler Wade.
He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. All day long, Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never.
Now, the conversation. We have Charles Savage with us, and we're glad to have Charles here today, and he's going to be speaking for us at the morning worship, and we'd also like to have him speak this morning about Psalms 23. Charles, glad to have you here.
Thank you for allowing me to be here this morning. And it's always a pleasure to be here in New Lexington at the Church of Christ. But the psalm this morning is usually a favorite that everybody has, the 23rd Psalm. And this is a psalm from David, King David. And he's remembering some of the things that he did when he was a shepherd boy. And he now reflects on that idea that God is always watching over us and God is always giving us strength. He talks about the idea of being able to not need anything because God gives us the things that we need. And that he says, I'm not going to want. He makes me comfortable. He gives me green pastures. He feeds me. And he looks at himself not only as a shepherd, but also as a sheep, somebody who belongs to somebody. He belongs to God. And he said, he leads me beside the still waters, the comfortable waters, the not the raging waters, but the quiet waters. And we look at this as reflectively as something that's very calming, but yet very powerful. And yet we also need water. We as human beings, as animals, we need water. So he feeds us, he takes care of us, he makes sure that we have nourishment, and he rests our soul. He restores our soul. We quite frequently go on vacations to recuperate, re-energize.
Right.
Sometimes we don't need the big fancy vacations. Sometimes we need to do is just walk around in the woods, walk quietly in a park, do something to ease our minds from the troubles that we have in the world. As Christians, it's important to be able to clear our heads, to get back to God, to think about what our purpose as Christians are in this world. And the scripture continues, and he says, he leads me in paths of righteousness. God never takes us down paths that are bad for us. He wants us to be good. He wants us to be strong. He wants us to be wonderful examples to the world. When the world could use a few more good examples. We see terrible examples on the news all the time, don't we?
That's true.
And it doesn't hurt us any. It doesn't cost us anything to be a bright light, to be friendly, to be good. And Christianity is really about how we are, not how other people are or how they treat us, but it's about our reactions to them. You've always been nice to me. I always appreciated that. You've always had a kind word to say to me.
Thank you.
Always. The people here at New Lexington have always been nice to me. And you don't have a reason to be because I haven't done anything for you. That's just who you are. Because you're Christians, you're wonderful people. And David is pointing out that, we can be strong through Jesus and through God, and we can go through these troubles because he says, yes, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Not death itself, but the shadow of it, the gloominess, the darkness, the valley, the low spots in our lives. And just you know as well as I do that, the Christian life is not meant to be easy.
No, it isn't. It's ups and downs.
Just like everybody else.
Right.
But what God wants is for us to see it differently than the evil things in the world. Yes, there are bad things, but it's our reaction to the bad things. Do we just ignore it? Do we try to make the world a better place? Do we try to make our people in the world a better people? It's way too easy to just give up. Right. But David continues through this journey, this life of being the sheep, being guided by God as the shepherd. And he says, "For you are with me." God is always with us, even when we don't think he is. He's always with us.
And what's that? If God is for us, who can be against us?
Right. So. Right. And the idea that we
So, I mean, there are times that I drive down the road and I'm like, wow, that semi just missed me. Yeah, well, there might be a reason for that, you know, or that, wow, that was a close call. I became sick with something, but I didn't die from it. Or that somebody was honest enough to say, oh, by the way, I cheated you out of some money at the cash register. I'm sorry, I miscounted. Or they didn't get upset when you pointed out that you were a dollar short.
Good examples.
Good examples. And David is trying to set a good example because God is always with him. Was David perfect? No, afraid not. But and David still looked at the idea that God was with him, supporting him, strengthening him, giving him peace, taking care of him when the whole world was out to get him, literally. And he says, for your rod and your staff, they comfort me. They hold him up. They support him. You prepare a table in front of me, in the presence of my enemies. He sat somewhere knowing that his enemies were around him and he was eating a meal. Or he was doing things knowing that his enemies were constantly watching him, waiting for him to make a mistake so they could take over his kingdom. He says, and you are preparing, and you are continuing to give me and bless me when you don't have to, and you're doing it in front of my enemies, which, by the way, just irritates the enemies even more because you're receiving a blessing and they're not. Or they are so greedy that they want to take everything that you have. That in itself, and he says...
Yes, some of these were his family members.
Yes, right in his own camp. Yes, his home, yeah. And he says, and you anoint my head with oil. You bless me. You know, my cup runs over. There you go. You got more than you need. Right. He says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all of my life. How long? However long David lives. David knew that God was always going to be there beyond the end. You know, and that had to have made David have some peace of mind to know that what he had was given to him by God and it was always going to be there. Maybe not in the same form all the time, but it was always going to be there. And I think we as Christians, when we walk through this world, regardless of what good or bad happens to us, that if we understand that God is always with us, looking over us, you know, trying to take care of us, even though sometimes we always don't take care of ourselves. You know, does he immediately heal us? Maybe, maybe not. But if we understand that God is always with us, that seems to put our mind at ease. Regardless of what happens to us, he's there. Yeah. And it says, all the days of my life, and I, being David, will dwell in the house of the Lord. And then he says, forever. Doesn't say that David was perfect. Doesn't say that he accomplished everything God asked of him. Because if you read about David, he doesn't get it all done, and he wasn't perfect, that was for sure. But, you know, that gives me hope to know that David, who was not perfect, God loved him.
Amen.
That gives me hope that God loves me too. For whatever reason,
yes,
in spite of my faults, God loves me as well. And I can go, okay, today is not a perfect day, but maybe tomorrow will be better and better, and the next day and the next day, regardless of what happens. And I think that's all he wants is our best every day.
I agree.
The 23rd, even though we hear this particular scripture shared at a lot of funerals, if this was the scripture that my mother could remember when I was brought into this world, and believe it or not, bless her heart, This was the only scripture she knew by heart. It was the 23rd Psalm, and I think we're all like that.
Yeah. I think it's so many people, that's her favorite.
Yeah, yeah, for a lot of us, this is our favorite. Yes. And for six verses, it, you know, if somebody looks at you and says, can you memorize something from the Bible? This is the one I always go to because this is the one I have memorized. Mm-hmm. And it's just, and to know that the word psalm means song. And I wish I could have heard what this song would have sounded like in David's time. That would have been, I think that would have been phenomenal, but we don't have it. So, you know, we have to make it up as we go along or something. That I've tried singing this and it doesn't work as well as I would like.
That is a great image. I never thought of that. What would it have sounded like to hear David's voice?
Yeah, I can hear the
singing.
I would have loved this. This would have been fun. Great. It would have been meaningful, particularly when you get to the end and you go, forever. That kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't even know how to even make this up. But this would have been fun. This would have been inspiring. This would have been just, I can imagine, because David could sing. As mentioned in the scripture, that he could sing and he could play the harp, and he made Saul's mind at ease when he sang and played. And I can't imagine what this would have sounded like. I mean, I can imagine it. It just doesn't work very well for me. But I keep trying to make it make sense musically in my head. Every time I use this scripture, I go, "Wow! I wish I had a tune that was old and ancient." An ancient tune that went with these words. And maybe one of these days I'll actually run across one. That would be hopeful. That would be hopeful.
Yeah. It's so wonderful to meditate on these things, that we have them as Christians, that we can lean on. We get in those rough spots, and this is one of the beautiful verses of the Bible.
Absolutely.
It's so many people.
Yeah.
So we're very thankful to have you here with us today, Charles. And we want you to come back as soon as you can. Hurry back, and you're always welcome.
Thank you very much. It really is a pleasure to be here.
Here's Mark Randolph with this week's bulletin announcements.
Welcome, everyone, to our weekly announcements. We want to remember our Sunday morning Bible study at 9:45. Our Sunday evening, the ladies get together on the phone at 5 p.m., and also our midweek service on Wednesday night at 6:30. This upcoming week on December the 31st, we will have on Tuesday evening, we'll be having a New Year's potluck, devotion, and songs. And that will be at 6 p.m. And that will be held in the fellowship hall, and everyone's welcome to come to that. There's going to be no Bible class on Wednesday evening that week. Also, we remember the church youth group. They get together on January the 3rd. That's from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the fellowship hall. I encourage all of you to come for that. Also, we remember all of our ones that's on the prayer list, and especially the ones that's traveling due to the holidays and visiting family and all that. And we remember all of them while they're doing that. This is Mark Randolph bringing you the weekly announcements.
My thoughts go on Psalms 23, how beautiful it is and how many people love this scripture. Just looking at it, literature on it and how it was written by the author on it, and David wrote this, and it's beautiful. But more importantly is what's the inspiration here from the words of God, this still being the word of God. And the last verse of Psalms 23 reads, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord." I think another piece of scripture in Romans chapter 8, and if you look at the last verse of that chapter, very similar in what we're talking about, the love of God. This is verse 38 of Romans 8. "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other creature should be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Both of those places in the scriptures, Psalms 23, Romans chapter 8, and that we cannot be separated from the love of Christ are beautiful passages of Scripture.
You know
thanks for listening. I'm Jim Lanning, currently serving as one of the three elders at South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio. The other two elders at our church are Tom Shepherd and Ernie Starling. We would like to thank all the guests who agreed to take part in our discussion each week and hope to have them back with us in the future to discuss the Bible and what we can learn from Scripture. Our weekly announcements are written by Holly Randolph and narrated by Mark Randolph. Thanks to Jared Allen, our technology room steward and media producer, as well as for serving as the writer, editor, and news anchor on this podcast. Hymns sung on our podcast originate from two hymnals we use in our auditorium. Those are Songs of the Church and Sacred Selections. Hymns used in this podcast episode include our podcast opening, I Know the Lord Will Find a Way for Me, arranged by Reed Lancaster. He Paid a Debt He Did Not Owe, composed by American Folk Melody and Pam Stevenson. We have heard The Joyful Sound, composed by William J. Kirkpatrick and Priscilla J. Owens, as well as our closing hymn, I'll Fly Away, composed by Albert E. Brumley. We thank all our church members for their support. Most of all, we thank you for listening to the South Main Church of Christ podcast and hope you will subscribe wherever you get your podcast. We hope you will come join us for a Sunday worship service at 7 Smith Street in New Lexington, Ohio, and stop in during one of our Bible study sessions. Please be on the lookout for our special podcasts posted from time to time. Let's talk again next week.